Ser Piero's answer was to leave the baby with his parents. But Leonardo's grandparents were old. His grandfather was 85 at the time. At their age, what did they want with a toddler? Still, they took him in. They fed him, clothed him, and gave him a home. But little else, no one loved the little boy. The only person who showed interest in him was an uncle named Francesco. Francesco was a farmer, and he loved the beautiful countryside around Vinci. He would take long walks in the hill, which were covered with olive trees. Leonardo would go with him. It was there, on these walks, that Leonardo grew to love the natural world. The rolling shapes of the hills, the silvery leaves of the olive trees, the flight of birds. Everywhere he went, Leonardo took a little notebook with him. He made drawings of anything that interested him. A plant, ducks in a stream, flowers, an insect, some cows. Paper was very valuable, but Leonardo was lucky. Because of his father's business, there was always a supply. It was one of the most important things Ser Piero ever gave his son.